Today, we solemnly begin Holy Week. This is the only Sunday of the entire liturgical calendar in which we hear the Passion of Christ proclaimed. Every other Sunday throughout the year, we interpret all of the scriptures in the light of this event. But today, the Church puts before us Jesus' very suffering and his death on the cross for our meditation. Christ, our beautiful Savior, our King, is disfigured, beaten for our sins. Saint Augustine beautifully says that Christ's deformity on the cross is for our beautification of soul. I want to reflect just on a few parts of the gospel. I wish that we had all day because there's so much to be said on what our Lord is doing. But if you noticed at the very beginning, Christ said with great tenderness, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Right from the beginning, Jesus ties the Holy Eucharist and the Passover meal with his work on the cross. That is, the Mass is your and I's access to the blood of the new covenant. If you remember, in the covenant that God made with the Hebrews at the foot of Mount Sinai, when they'd received the law, the Ten Commandments, Moses was commanded to take the blood of the sacrificed lamb and to sprinkle the people with that blood. That blood was to be a symbol of the covenant that God made with his people. Jesus gives us the new covenant, in which once again you and I are sealed in blood. But this time, not in the blood of goats and rams, but in the precious blood of Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. He goes on to say that I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father confers a kingdom on me. What does this mean as he's approaching his passion, that he bestows a kingdom on us just as his Father bestows a kingdom on him? It means that Christ is insisting, he's adamant, that it's only through his cross, through his suffering, and yes, through his humiliation, that he will gain his heavenly kingdom. And that you and I, as his disciples, can only enter into his kingdom if we too choose to follow this path of humility, suffering, and the cross. Lastly, I want to reflect on the good thief. One of my favorite stories in all of the Gospels. He has a name, Saint Dismas. The only person to have been canonized by Christ himself, who as he hung upon the cross in agony, from his blessed lips said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Wow. A thief. A thief who stole heaven as he stole the heart of our Savior on the cross. Why? Why now? Because it's here that Christ's work of salvation begins, from the cross. And already there's fruits. People are converting and being saved as he hangs there for our salvation. And just as you and I are saved through faith, hope, and charity, this good thief was also saved through faith, hope, and charity. How so? He was saved by faith as he hung on the cross next to Jesus because he believed Christ to be the King of Kings. He was saved by hope as he hung on the cross next to the blessed cross of our Savior because he hoped. He hoped and sought for entrance into Christ's kingdom as he cried out, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And yes, he was saved through divine charity. As he rebuked his fellow thief and comrade in crime, who blasphemed our Lord, "Save yourself as you save others," and defends the innocence of Jesus and says, "You and I are guilty, but this man is innocent." He stole heaven because he believed in Christ's kingship. He believed not in an hour of miracles, not an hour when Jesus was being cried by the mobs and all were being amazed at him, but in the hour of utter darkness, he believed. May you and I unite ourselves to Christ our King this Holy Week, and in faith, hope, and charity, adore him, console him, and give him thanks for the work of our salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.